Alrighty. Let's do another 11 p.m. nightcap. You okay with that? Because I think we're gonna do one. If that's okay with you. It's all right. All right. Let's pour ourselves some mellow corn. I hope all of the rest of you out there are doing fine. And I normally don't call out particular people so much, but I really hope Black Cat's Poppy is here for tonight's episode. Because if you haven't seen the title of tonight's episode is titled
Smells.
We've danced around the issue of the smells a lot, but today we're really gonna get into it. We're gonna talk full blown smells slash smelly. With a twist. Maybe of lime. No, probably not toast of lime. Although citrus like smells good. Does he like citrus is like weird because I swear some people get like headaches like if they smell like too much orange or lemon or whatever. And isn't it a thing like if you're having a stroke or something? It's like, oh, if you smell citrus for no reason, like get to the hospital. But like citrus smells good. Tell you what, this mellow corn smells even better. Ooh, there she is. Black Cat's Poppy is here with an Black Cat's Poppy, how are you? This episode is going to be your wheelhouse tonight because we're going to be talking about some smells. Okay. So if anyone I'm really hoping we get some good audience feedback on this. One thing that I know a lot of people cannot stand the smell of, and it either gives them headaches, makes their sinuses flare up, or makes them otherwise just repulsed, is Pine Sol. Does anyone have an aversion to the smell of Pine Sol? Well, it's okay if you're a little tired. You can just relax. But I hope you laugh. And I wonder if a lot of the reason why the Pine Sol smell, a lot of people have an aversion to it, is because if you're from a certain generation, when you were sick, especially if you started like throwing up like you had the flu, I feel like your mom would cover a lot of stuff with Pine Sol. And I remember when I was younger having the flu and like throwing up, that my mom would always put like a little bit of some Pine Sol warm water like in the barf bucket. Not 100% sure about the reasoning on that because then you just ended up with slightly pine scented puke. I imagine it was probably to get rid of whatever bacteria, but like Black Cat says, I don't mind Pine Sol. I think it reminds people of the janitor cleaning puke in school. Yes, but see, we also had this thing. I don't know if so much about high school, but like elementary school, because I feel like in elementary school, you have a lot more little kids barfing. There's way more barf in like elementary school than, say, junior high school. And he had this like sawdust consistency stuff that I think was like slightly pink. And he would like pour it on the barf, and I think it was supposed to absorb the fluid so that it was basically clumped up and then you could just scoop it up. But it had a smell that was like a little bit Pepto-Bismol and a little bit Canadian mints. And I loved that smell. The smell of that whatever chemical is. I mean, not the barf. The barf is gross. But I seriously, I think I wonder if a lot of people Pine Sol makes them think illness. Because it is a little strong in terms of its odor. You'll never forget the Black Cat says, I'll never forget the time some kid went back to the coat closet and puked. The smell was on her coat. Oh, that poor guy.
If I can sick little bastard, you just jump on my fucking coat and then my coat smells like puke.
Then you peed on them. But pine salt, yeah, I think a lot of people have an aversion because it is a stronger smell and because it's used for illness. But I really like the smell of pine salt. And what I like about pine salt is that it's not full of a bunch of, I guess I'll just say, real toxic chemicals that it is mostly made using basically natural, like, I think it's what, pine. But like, it doesn't have anything that's like chemically toxic. I mean, I imagine if you drank a glass of pine salt, you'd get really sick. But you know what I'm saying? It's not like acesulfosulfate berserkly kabika. Your mom just gave you a fresh bucket. Yeah, but like, you gotta put some pine salt in there. But like, pine salt in that regard is pretty natural. And I think about this whole thing with people with, oh, green and whatever. I'm like, dude, there's been green cleaners for ages. Pine salt and Murphy's oil soap have been around for fucking ages. You guys all went to this 99% Bactiside whatever fucking death chemicals, but like Murphy's oil soap and pine salt has been around for ages. Use pine salt to clean everything that's not wood, and the stuff that's wood, use Murphy's oil soap. Done. Done. And use vinegar to clean windows and mirrors. White vinegar. Done. We're fucking done. Murphy's oil soap. If you wanted to be like, I want to wear the most sultry perfume. How do I entice Cigar Goyle to my bed just through the nature of my scent alone? You would wash yourself in the shower with Murphy's oil soap, and then you'd spritz some WD-40 on yourself, and then you'd wipe some like gun oil. Like the hops number nine, like wipe some hops number nine behind your ears. Irresistible. And then maybe pour some leaded gasoline around the room. That's, I realize, very bizarrely specific combination of smells, but. Smells. Now, why in this particular. Is this a whole main major topic? Imagine my delight and laughter at seeing yet another Reddit thread pop up, another forum thread that popped up. And in this case, the topic was what smells good but shouldn't? And I was like, this is absolutely up this show's alley, especially Black Cat's Poppy. But in general, I feel like this is a topic that is just delightful. So let's dig in and look at a few of these. All right. So, oops, I did that on the too slow. There, that's better. So here we go. Let's read through a few of these. So, this person says, I work at a chemical plant. We make a highly acidic product that is dark blue, viscous, highly corrosive, and smells exactly like Fruit Loops. It is incredibly disturbing. And this guy replies to that and says, organic chemistry has many guilty good smells. Theophosgene, sulfur derivative of a chemical weapon used extensively in World War I, apparently smells like meat. Phosgene is used to make polycarbonate. Theophosgene is used to make some sulfur coating molecules, which eventually end up in therapeutic drugs. This guy says, I love the smell of benzene, even though it's a known carcinogen. I love the smell of ether, even though it'll knock you out. A lot of aldehydes smell fruity. There are a lot of things in my job I shouldn't sniff, but I gotta give them a smell check. I'm going to get cancer. You like skunk smell? Not shitty marijuana skunk, like real skunks. But like skunk smells weird because I like they all smell like skunk, but every now and then I'll smell a skunk where I'm like, you know what, that one, there's something about it that's not that bad. I actually kind of like it. And then you'll smell another skunk where you're like, oh my God. I don't know if that's a combination of rot and heat and whatever, or maybe like its diet. Like, did it eat a lot of asparagus? Wink. But like, I knew somebody like that. He loved the smell of skunk. Loved the smell of skunks. Black Cat says, it reminds me that the Jolly Rancher factory used to be right here. Each day he'd go outside in the morning and,
watermelon.
Oh man, that would be incredible. How did everybody around there just, everybody's teeth are all fucked up. And you're like, what is with this city? And then they launched this extensive, you're like, it's because there's a Jolly Rancher plant right here. And so how can you not just want constant Jolly Ranchers? Yeah, skunk is definitely an eye-opener. And it's like pervasive. It's incredible to me that you have a smell. And so this is why, like, somebody, I got into a little bit of an argument with somebody. And they're like, pot isn't a dirty drug. And man, I'm like, but it smells sticky and disgust, like it smells sticky like a skunk. Like, to me, I don't like, it's crazy that you have smells that are like dry and sticky and what, but like skunks, it's like thick and you're like, how can it be thick? It's there's no way that has the ability to change the humidity of the air, but like it smells thick and sticky. And like when you get the ones that are like the real sticky skunks, those are the ones to me that smell gross. When it's more of like a dry skunk. Why are we talking about skunks? Well, I know why, because the title of the episode. Yeah, it's not the same stuff anymore. Apparently, like cocaine, it's just not the same. But apparently, other people were saying too, they're like, old school marijuana, like, is nothing like the shit now. Like, it used to be that, yeah, it was a little more, but, like, shit, the stuff they have out now, like, fucking, you're just seeing people on, like, the synthetic marijuana, like, they get cranked out of their minds. Those people go fucking insane. All right, let's go back and read a few more of these. So this person says, matches and candles on a birthday cake. I remember lighting matches as a kid purely to blow them out and inhale that sweet, matchy smell. Yeah, it's the red phosphorus. You buy the big 100 packs for your crystals. The smell of burning candles transforms regular cake into birthday cake. That's true. Fun fact, if you really smell like poo, matches beat air fresheners every single time. All an air freshener does is a nice fruity sweetness to the smell of death already there. However, a few matches blown out seem to overpower anything. You're welcome. Yeah, I mean, duh. Haven't you ever heard the phrase, fucking light a match? I mean, come on. That's classic knowledge. But match it, especially like a good wood match. Mm. Here's a sort of tragically funny one. This guy says, a fish and chips shop burnt down a couple blocks from work a few years ago. The whole neighborhood smelled amazing for days. Just the slight hint of French fries. Nothing overpowering. It was so awesome. Until I found out someone was trapped in the fire and died. Went from ooh to oof real quick. Read a memoir written by a forensic examiner a few years back, and the day he came to work and thought, that smells delicious. Who brought in barbecue? And the answer was, the coroner. Oof. This person says paint, specifically house paint. I love the smell. I know I can't huff it, but anytime I hear that anyone's painting a room in their house, I volunteer. I just love sitting on the floor in a room that's been freshly painted, closing my eyes, and just inhaling that slightly chemically, slightly creamy aroma. I work in an industrial paint shop, and the saying is that the better the paint smells, the more hazardous to you it is. The guy's like, oh, this paint smells really good. He's just frying himself. But, like, it's the same thing with paint. Like, I used to, so I had relatives that were painters, and the formulation of the old paints, especially when they were like, I would imagine they were probably more oil based. I don't know how far back latex paint goes, but like old paint and then like turpentine, like before odorless thinner, like turpentine. And have you ever heard the weird shit about people who think that like turpentine is a curative? They used to occasionally sip shot glasses of turpentine. What in the fuck? What the fuck kind of insanity is that? Get your terps. Black Cat says yes, turpentine. Black Cat loves turpentine. Not to be confused with terpenes, which are in marijuana. What if that's like in the same family of something or something though? But old jars of turpentine. I think it is made from pine trees. Yeah. Pine trees are amazing. Pine, I feel like, is a way underutilized resource. We should be making more stuff out of pine and using more sap and extracts and everything from pine trees. Like, amazing plants. So let's go back and check out a few more of these. This person says, race fuel instantly puts me in a good mood as it reminds me of going to the drag races with my dad when I was young. Oh yeah, 110 octane. They should make 110 candles, methanol on the other hand. Yeah, the racing fuel smells great. Like leaded gasoline smells amazing too. This guy says the water from the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. Bromine. And that fake cannon smoke from the pirate ships. This guy's right. The fog from laser tag places smells like marshmallows. It does. The fire scene in Spaceship Earth is top three Disney.
Smells.
You know, like fake smoke. Like, there's di also different delicious smells of like fake smoke. Some of it smells kind of gross, but some of it smells like slightly burnt marshmallows. It's fucking delicious. Sometimes that chemical water, though, from those like rides and like parks, I smell that and I just think that is a bacterial soup. And I feel like I can smell myself getting a cold. Is that weird? I feel like it's weird, but that's all right. This person says there's a chicken wing restaurant near my house that has a challenge sauce called Black Widow. The owner claims it to be about 500,000 Scovilles. A few years back, some buddies and I decided to try them. The sauce was a dark molasses color and smelled almost like a barbecue sauce. No hint of the danger that lurked at all. We each grabbed one wing and it went terribly. I don't know how something so spicy could smell so innocent. Black Cat says,
Big marshmallow.
I'm gonna read all of your ums with your voice. But yeah, this is an interesting thing. Yeah, like birds have a poor sense of smell and basically no sense of taste. So if the pepper smells a bit sweeter to attract birds, but it's fired to anything else that might eat it, it will accomplish its goals for the seeds to end up in bird poop and dropped somewhere where it could grow peacefully. And birds are immune to the effects of capsaicin because they lack the TRPV1 receptors that mammals have. This is the specific receptor that this chemical acts on. I think the ideas that some plants evolved to produce capsaicin to deter mammals from eating them so that only birds ate them and spread their seeds wider. Leave it to those wacky humans to come to enjoy something that was meant to deter them. I feel like it's weird, like, to think of, like, I mean, it's like gotta be like selection, whatever stuff. Like, plants evolve ever more painful levels of spice to deter mammals. Humans. Ha! Oat fruit makes my mouth burn and it hurts when I poo. More, please. Now, here's one that I also just totally agree with. This person says, the smell inflatable things give off. I have no idea how to describe it, but it's nostalgic. And this person says, opening a new beach ball is just... ugh. Sometimes I go to the beach just to huff beach balls. I could do this from home, but you need the aesthetic. Oh, you're huffing balls, huh? Yeah, it's the... this person comments that it's that plastic smell and that new baby dolls have it too. My mother-in-law used to smell her Christmas presents as a small child to find the ones with the doll in it. Black Cat, I can see you doing that.
That one's a peepee Susie. Oh, this one is a pair of shoes. I don't want that. That's a shirt. That is a hungry Sally doll. That one's gonna poop in it. Why is it gonna be pooped?
Gamer Lab 1, how are you doing? Yeah, it's the plastic doll smell, but like beach balls and inflatable toys. Gamer Lab 1, thank you so much for stopping in. Today, the topic that we're talking about is smells. And we're talking about things that smell good, but shouldn't. Do you have anything that you think smells good, but that probably shouldn't? Dr. Perry Falls is stopping in with some shaking corn and a shark. I can't tell if that's supposed to be the shark afraid of the corn or shaking the corn. Oh, he's a shy shark. It's okay, Mr. Shark. You're welcome here. But Dr. Perry Falls, how you doing? Make sure you stop by and check out Dr. Perry Falls. Great streamer. Super fun dude. A corn shark. So, I had that corn ice cream. I would love to get a vanilla corn ice cream shake. Or like a blizzard. Like, if you mixed corn ice cream, vanilla ice cream, and then maybe like a little bit of like Butterfinger. I'm telling... oh, honey. That would be maybe the best shake ever. Honey, corn, vanilla. It needs to happen. Somehow that has to happen. I needed this in my life. I need my niece to make me some corn ice cream. I want to make one of these. I'm going to get some sort of honey. I feel like honey and like... would you think like that slight... oh, peach ice cream? Oh, I don't know if the peach would go with the corn. I think that might not be great. I mean, peach ice cream, just a peach ice cream shake is fucking delicious, though. Gamer Lab 1 likes gasoline and exhaust fumes from lawn equipment. I agree, especially if those are old and still use leaded gas, which is probably horrendous and horrible for you to be huffing. But it smells so fucking good. Dr. Perry Falls, if you missed the topic of tonight's episode, the topic of tonight's episode are...
smells.
And specifically, things that smell good, but shouldn't. Yeah, pink gas. You get the, like... because you can get, like, gas and you can get, like, the lead additive for, like, old machines. And, like... that still smells so good. Shoe polish. My dad, when he used to polish his shoes for work, that was like the best smell ever. It was like this crusty little shoe polish brush. And every time he would open that up to polish his shoes, I would always want to like sit and watch. And then as you're sitting and watching him, you'd be sitting there and quietly just being like... When you walk in the morning and you pass the guy cutting the lawn, you get a whiff of the exhaust as you pass by. What kind of lawnmower does he use? Do you know? Does it look old or is it new? Man, like, again, my dad had this old Montgomery Ward lawnmower and he used leaded gas. And that thing, near the end of its lifetime, that lawnmower had the best farts. The exhaust that came out of that lawnmower smelled so fucking good. That's probably why I have trouble breathing. That's probably why my sinuses are all fucked up. Dr. Perry Fall says, my ex's perfume gets me, and I shouldn't like it. What perfume does she wear? Do you know? Do you know what brand or whatever it is? GamerLab1 comments that it just looks old. It's just a random lawn-cutting personnel that are around the, neighborhood. Forget Paris Hilton, the old school Paris Hilton perfume. I don't know if I've ever smelled that, actually. But do you think part of the reason... No, I imagine it probably smells good. But do you think that part of the reason why it also smells good is because it's giving you pleasant memories of times with your ex? Or is that like... All right, podcast folks, while we wait for Dr. Perry's response, let's go ahead and have you take a break. So, in the meantime, Black Cat has said, I've mentioned this before, but when I was a film stripper, the old-time heart... The old-time hardcore journeyman... Okay, wait, I can't... This you wrote this all wrong. This is written so bad.
One time, when I was an old film stripper, this hardcore journeyman, including me, would put ammonia in our opaque. I couldn't wake up until I huffed a little.
Yeah, it's written... Could be memories or maybe just a unique smell. You know what smell you do like? And it just extinguished match. There's nothing quite like it. Yes, one of the responses that we read was matches. And that matches specifically, like, the memory of birthday cake. Like, number one, that a cake is just a cake until you light the candles, and then it's a birthday cake. But the combined nostalgia of happy childhood birthday cakes, plus the delicious smell of extinguished matches, is just superb. It's so good. Every now and then, I'm like, I wish matches, like, worked better. Because you don't get, like, a good smell from using a lighter, but, like, the matches smell so good. Black Cat's a little weird, but she doesn't like perfume. No, I know a lot of people that don't like it. I don't think that's weird at all. I know some people who absolutely hate it, who can't stand perfumes. Dr. Perry Falls used to burn incense a lot. I did too. And I had one of the coolest incense burners. I had, it was a porcelain Grim Reaper incense burner. And the face of it was hollow. So when you put the incense in it and you lit it, the smoke would come pouring out of his face. And that thing was badass. Like, I wish I had kept that, because that thing was fucking cool. Derek Danzig, stopping in. Derek Danzig, how you doing, man? Good to see you. And make sure, if you can, to stop by and give Derek Danzig a follow. Derek Danzig, how you doing? The frankincense. I used to get all sorts of silly incense. Like, especially, that was like a, I don't know, more of a teenager thing. But then, yes, much like kids with marijuana, like, I used to like that because I didn't want my mom to smell the fact that I was smoking a cigar in my room. But I, like, certain kinds of it really irritate my sinuses and my allergies just go fucking bonkers. But I like it. I like smoke. Is that weird? Dr. Perry Falls had a dragon where the smoke would come out of its mouth. Those are pretty cool. They make some really neat ones. I should see if I can find that Grim Reaper one. That's pretty legit. But the topic today, in case you missed it, this is for Derek Danzig, is smells and what smells good but shouldn't. And we've been reading some posts here that some people responded to. And so we're getting to this one. I was disgusted to find that the wonderful smelling coffee roaster near my workplace was actually a pet crematorium. Edit. A later machine shop that I worked at really was across the street from an industrial coffee roaster. I truly can't tell the difference between the smells. Oh. This guy says, we have a normal crematorium near work. When in use, the newbies always ask, can you smell pork? To their horror, they soon learn it's people being cremated. Ugh. That moment when we remember we are meat. Meat that thinks. Holy shit. Derek Danzig says, well, that took a turn. Yeah, it's pretty brutal. Gas. There's just something about it that I can't get enough of. Apparently, that's such a common reaction. They used to actually use the chemical that makes gas smell like that in personal care products until they discovered long-term exposure was unhealthy. Ugh. Oh, and so here's another one, okay? Tires. From bikes or cars. When you enter a shop with bicycles from one end to the other. And this person says, I used to deliver auto parts, and I love the smell of the garage, the tires and the oil. Families always thought it was weird for loving the smells of tires. I couldn't stand in the tire section of Sam's all day. Glad I'm not the other one. In new basketballs. So we were talking about, new rubber, rubber products. But there's something about tires. I don't know if it's just something about the composition of the rubber that they use in tires. But especially when it's a new tire and they're slightly slimy. I don't know if that's a protective coating or something put on it. But the smell of new tires is just, it's fucking orgasmic to me. I could just sit and huff fucking tires. Ugh. Gamer Lab 1 had to step away. A bug appeared on him as he was laying down. Do you know what kind of bug it was? It wasn't a bed bug, was it? That's scaring me, because if you're laying down and then bugs appeared. There's a forum called What Is This Bug? And the number one horror is people like, what is this bug? And they're like, dude, it's bed bugs. Run. But also, because you came a little later, Dr. Perry Falls and Derek Danzig, how are you both doing? I hope you're doing well. Hope things are okay for you. Oh, big carpenter ant? Large, sort of a shiny black color to him. Derek Danzig has a real-time, big-time question to posit to the master and to the group, if I may. Yes, sir, absolutely. Go for it. Go right ahead. We've talked about smelly stuff, so lay it on us. We're all here about community story, opinion, view time. Gamer Lab 1, watch out for those, because usually when you see one of those, especially in your house, they're often searching somewhere, and they may either have found a spot and they're continuing to search, but watch out for those dudes, because getting carpenter ants, they will destroy your home. That's not meant to alarm you, but also be slightly alarmed. Meow the Cat says, morning, going to go out in 5 minutes or something, but how's the stream so far? Meow the Cat, we're talking about smells and things that smell good but shouldn't. Meow the Cat, do you have anything that you really like the way it smells, even though it's not something that you would typically identify as smelling good? Yeah, check your room, check around the baseboards and everything. It's probably fine, but it's always best to check. Dr. Perry Falls is doing great. He quit his job last week and have been enjoying a nice vacation. His car is fixed and registered, and he starts his new job next week. Oh, car fumes. Yeah, Meow the Cat's in with the car fumes. The smell of exhaust is delicious, especially from older cars. but not so old that like the end, like there's like a sweet spot where like the exhaust smells really good. Mm. Dr. Perry Falls, what is your new job, if I may ask? But congratulations on that. Yeah, like car fumes. Like, especially if it's like, you know, like, I'll say like an old V8 engine with like medium octane gas, like an old Camaro or Mustang or pickup truck. Like, the exhaust just smells so good. Especially if they have new tires. You get new tires plus exhaust fumes. Mm. Smells like lung damage. But I don't care. I like it. Oh, and make sure, if you haven't, to check out Meow the Cat. Make sure you give him a follow if you can't. He often streams in the morning. Dr. Perry Falls will be working with CAD, designing custom parts for methane reclamation, logo designs, and website management. The job is only 8 minutes away. Well, that's fantastic. You'll save a ton of money on gas and everything else. So you're just going to get like a bike or a motorcycle or something. But man, congratulations. That's fucking great. All right. Here's the question that we have from Derek Danzig. So, say your friend went out with a girl a couple times, and this friend and the girl really got along, and it always turned into extremely hot, handsy sessions that go almost all the way, and then stop. So the friend is fine with. But then after a particularly hot session, the next day this girl tells your friend she has herpes, which is why things haven't gone all the way. Opinions. Should he continue taking precautions? Or should he cut his losses and move on to greener pastures? Beyond the Cat says, I guess everyone has their own weirdness because I haven't really noticed stuff when I go out. Maybe I'll notice something else. Well, think about some delicious smells. Dr. Perry Falls, I would be totally pumped. That's fucking awesome. Derek Danzig, to answer your question, a lot of those conditions have medications that you can take where what, like the Black Cat says, does he like her as a human? He says, yes, he really likes her. I mean, a lot of those you can, there's medications so that like, you know, you might not have an outbreak. And I think it's one of those things where like, if they are on a medication, if they're on a medicine and you're careful, I would say that that's one of those things, like anything, where you exercise that caution and you make sure that this friend gets themselves tested regularly. And I think telling this other person, possibly, Meow the Cat's going out. Whoosh! But Meow the Cat, before he left, said, I would say if you like that girl, take protection options. But if you're just, meh, then move on. Depends on the person, of course. Well, I'm going to go with, this is a medium to really like. If this was just somebody that you were kind of like shoulder shrug, maybe I get a HJ, whatever, I don't really care. It'd be different. I'd say, yeah, maybe not. But if you really, truly, if this friend really, truly likes the person, I would say about the biggest thing here. And if this was me, what I would say is I would say, number one, that's nothing to be embarrassed or ashamed about. And I thank you very much for telling me. And I would like to continue to see you. So, just so we're clear, we need to be careful. I'd like to be careful. And as long as you're okay with that caution, and we keep communication open so that if you think you are having an outbreak, I'm not going to be repulsed and run from the hills or whatever, but if you think you are having some sort of outbreak where you might be contagious, just tell me. And it's okay if we, at that point, take a break from some physical activities until that subsides. It's not going to make me think any less of you or whatever. And that's it. And you just be honest with it at that point. Because I feel like that is probably very hard for that person to say that. And so what I would say to your friend is certainly, and I'm assuming this friend of yours is a nice person, but certainly don't hurt this woman's feelings. I'm fairly certain that she's already probably, I would say ashamed of it. But like, it's like anything, you know, that's letting some barriers down. That's letting somebody in close. So I feel like calm honesty and open communication, just saying, hey, you know, like, I don't know how old this friend of yours is, but especially as you get later in life, there's a component of, you never know, you could be dead tomorrow, you could be dead in a month, you could be dead in 3, 4, 5 years. So every now and then there's a component of, all right, like, you know what, thank you so much. Like, I just want to make sure you're still taking treatment for this, and that if you have some sort of outbreak, like, please tell me. And like, you know, I'd really like to continue with us being together. So in that regard, let's just work together on it. You know, if it takes two to tango, then like, let's make just sure that we're both careful doing the dance. That's what I would say, and that's what I would say, and that's the advice that I would give your friend. Cheers. I had a friend of mine that dated somebody who was HIV positive. And it was a similar scenario. And when the person told them, they were basically in tears because they assumed that was going to be game over. And they said, look, number one, thank you for telling me. Number two, I respect you and enjoy your company enough to, number one, not just run for the hills, because, you know, fucking, we're all human. We all have, and like, three, the medicine and treatments and everything else for that are far more advanced than they used to be. And I'm also not ignorant of the fact that it isn't a somebody being around you, like, you're just gonna catch this just from like being near him or whatever. And so that reassure, and they've been, I think, together for 10 years at this point. So it's all just a matter of communication, expectations, and making sure that you both take care. Beautifully stated, and that's what my friend said. She was very hesitant and guilty about having to say it, but your friend respected her and said exactly what you said, almost to the T. Thanks for humoring this. Well, this is what I prefer on the show. We can talk about a lot of silly topics because I often don't know who or if anyone's going to show up. So I always have something to sort of talk about. However, I would much prefer if people have things that are really on their mind, whether it's funny or bothering them or advice or a question or whatever. I would much rather that we all use the love and care we have for each other to share stories about this and to get some other information. So you're welcome. Your friend is very welcome. And yeah, don't ever hesitate. Anytime you guys want to talk about stuff like that. You know, I've said before, the things that are off topic are heavy religion, politics. I'll say sort of money, but not really. But like, but you know, like, I'm more interested in the life is a confusing journey, and let's try to figure that out on the stuff that, you know, you're not really going to see or hear in typical media fashion. And I feel like when you're talking about it with friends and people that care about you, you're going to get a more measured answer. So. I had also dated a girl who had HPV, and she, after she got it, she went and got treatment, and it went away, and everything else, and she was nervous and afraid about it, and I said, well, look, here's the thing. I don't know where the relationship is going to go, but until we're married, I would prefer that, number one, we're always going to use protection, and that, number two, you know, let's just, again, be honest about it. Like, if you think you're having an outbreak or whatever, you need to let me know. And like, I'm not gonna, like, my role in life is not to make you feel worse. Like, I want to be a companion and have laughs and fun together. So let's just work on that and try to make the best of it. See, we can be silly on the show, but we can also be serious. And I like a mix of both, because I think a lot of comedy now sucks, and B, we have a wide variety of people here from all over the world. I mean, Meow the Cat pitched in, gave some nice comments there, and Sadru lives all the way in Latvia. So, without continuing to beat on that too much, unless there's any other questions you have, I'm going to go back and read a few more of these silly "what smells good" comments. This person says, pretty bummed no one has said a fresh can of tennis balls. There's something weirdly chemical about a fresh can of tennis balls. They kind of stink, but I kind of like it. It's weird. GamerLab 1 is back. He vacuumed and mopped the room. That's probably a good idea. I would say if you can, and these are pretty cheap, if you can, either order them online or the next time you're out, whatever. But just buy some small ant traps. I feel like the best ant traps, they're ones where it's basically like a little glue substance thing, and like it attracts the ants and they go and they get stuck to it and they die. If you have ants outdoors, diazamon, I think it's diazamon, it's either diazamon or diazinon crystals, but they basically pick those up as food and then bring them back to the nest. And they all die. But ants, while they can be a pain in the ass in a way, are some of the easiest insect pests to take care of. Which is sad because they're also fairly intelligent and they really don't want to fuck with you. They're a nuisance and they'll wreck your shit. Like, fuck earwigs. Like, fucking those things can just get fucked. Like, they're, except unless they're sexy. Thank you for mentioning you just saw one, but you don't know where it came from. Like, the thing with those two is, like, ants. Let's tell a sad story. I'm going to switch this to melancholy. Perhaps that poor ant was like, I'm going to go out and search for food. So he goes off and he's leaving his pheromone trail so that he can find his way back home. And as he's journeying out somehow, somewhere, the trail gets erased. It's lost. And so instead he continues to search, separated and alone from the rest of his... Is that a nest? I think it's a nest. This carpenter ant continues out alone. Cold and alone under the great big world. And then this fucking dude squashes him. But like, that's probably what happened. They, you know, they go off and they search for shit. And they get separated or lost. And then you're like, dude, you're nowhere close to the rest of your nest. Like, where the fuck are you at? Derek Danzig says, earwigs can get fucked. Yeah, fuck those assholes. I feel a little bad because UV Blacklight drew me a picture of a really sexy earwig. But like, other than that sexy earwig, fuck earwigs. They can all just get nuked in a fire. I hate them fucking things. Pine Sol? I don't think Pine Sol works on ants. It might work on ants. I mean, like, in that regard, ants are fascinating because they leave these, like, pheromone trails. That's how, like, they find their way back. That's where, like, when you see, like, a line of ants, it's where, like, how do they know, like, to go down the trail? It's like, well, they leave, like, a trail and they'll all follow it. That's how you see, like, a line of ants. It's kind of crazy. Ants are amazing. Other than the movie Them, that's fucking silly. But like nuclear radiation giant ants, it's crazy. No, he's sad because his trail is erased by Pine Sol. I imagine that would do it. It's got to. The pine oil is, I think, slightly caustic. I think. I'm not 100% sure of that. You know, it's not caustic because the last of this whiskey. Cigar Girl, how is it that you can be a functioning adult and get up for work in the morning and drink a glass of whiskey every night? I don't know. It's from all this powerful bald head. It's not really doing the ocean sound because I shaved it so smooth today. Kurgan, by the way, the soap that Kurgan made is like the best head shaving soap ever. It's so, look how shiny my bald head is. Look at it. Pew, 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 pew. It's given like lens flares. It's so fucking powerful. You want me to draw me the sexy earwig, but you don't have enough points? Do you want me to draw it or you want to see it? I think I have a picture of it. Somewhere. Shit. It would be, if I had it, it would be here. And then it would be here. No, that's not it. Fuck. I think it's, I have it stored somewhere in a cloud storage. You want me to draw my version would be terrible. You got to save up them points, man. Look, I don't have a lot of point redeems, but I feel like if you're going to get some original Cigar Girl artwork, you got to build up the points. because you got to earn this level of shit. The best part of... Oh, no, wait. The best way to start your day is with a mountain of cocaine. Oh, shit. And on that note, I think it's time to say goodnight. The drink is empty. We talked about some deliciously smelly smells. Tell you what, let's look at like one more. I want to find another weird one. Sharpies and dry erase markers. Sharpies in particular smell so fucking good. A freshly unpacked deck of cards. What is it? What do they put on playing cards that smells so fucking good? So, like, there's a lot of oil and grease and, like, engine gasoline shit. But I feel like that's also a... I feel like everybody loves it. Like, everybody loves that shit. Play-Doh? Smells amazing, but tastes like Poseidon's salty butthole. New electronics. It's mostly plastic, but new toys and other stuff made of plastic. No, it's like the, it's, I think, a combination of, it's like the circuit breadboard and the solder and everything. WD-40 is deliciously scented. I don't know what or how they got the scent for WD-40. But whatever chemical combination that is, you could use it as a fucking salad dressing. Delicious. As a matter of fact, the next time I go to a place and I order a salad, I'm going to ask for WD-40. I would like the chicken Cobb salad, please. And your dressing? What kind of dressings do you have? Well, we have a raspberry vinaigrette, ranch, blue cheese, Thousand Island. How about WD-40? So I'm going to have to ask you to leave. All right, everybody. As we say at the end of all these episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all that good shit. We'll see you again tomorrow for another 11 p.m. nightcap. Have yourselves a good night. Let's go ahead and raid on over.